Well, praise God, and welcome to Eve's Corner. Eve's Corner is a show of empowerment, encouragement, and enlightenment, and we're so happy to have you to join us on today. I am Prophetess Campbell, and again, thank you so much, especially to my faithful listeners. I really appreciate you guys, and I am definitely constantly praying for you. Now, having said that, our topic for today is moving away from boat people. That's going to be coming from Matthew, the 14th chapter, if you want to go ahead and grab your Bibles. Again, that's Matthew, the 14th chapter. Our topic is moving away from boat people. We do want to go ahead and have a word of prayer. Let us bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now, God, for our many blessings. We thank you, God, for how you consistently watch over us, God, and keep us in your care. We thank you, God, because you know all and you see all. So, God, we pray right now that you just have your way in this ministry on today, God. Give your people what they need on today, God. Feed us from on high. God, shower down your anointing upon us right now, God, even as this word goes forth. Let it fall on good ground, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we may grow. God, we just pray right now for all of those who may be listening, God, who may be sick and afflicted. We just pray now, God, that you heal on today, oh God, move by your spirit. We pray now, God, for those who may be having some financial difficulties, God. We know, Lord, that you are our provider. You provide everything that we need as long as we continue to seek you first and your righteousness, and everything that we need is added unto us. So, God, we count it done by faith according to your word. We declare and we decree right now in the name of Jesus that everything that we need is supplied for us on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask these blessings and we thank you in advance, God. Amen. So again, our topic for today is coming from Matthew, the 14th chapter, and we're going to begin at the 22nd verse. Again, we're talking about moving away from boat people. And of course, we're going to talk about exactly what that is. But first, let's look over this scripture. So, of course, as we know, this is a scripture where Jesus allows Peter to walk on the water along with him. So the 22nd verse, and I am reading from the Message Bible on today. And the scripture reads, as soon as the meal was finished, he insisted, referring to Jesus, that the disciples get in the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the people. With the crowd dispersed, he climbed the mountain so he could be by himself and pray. He stayed there alone late into the night. Meanwhile, the boat was far out to sea when the wind came up against them and they were battered by the waves. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. They were scared out of their wits. A ghost, they said, crying out in terror. But Jesus was quick to comfort them. Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid. Peter, suddenly bold, said, Master, if it's really you, call me to come to you on the water. He said, come ahead. Jumping out of the boat, Peter walked on the water to Jesus. But when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet, he lost his nerves and started to sink. He cried, Master, save me. Jesus didn't hesitate. He reached down and grabbed his hand. Then he said, faint heart, what got into you? The two of them climbed into the boat and the wind died down. The disciples in the boat, having watched the whole thing, worshiped Jesus, saying, this is it. You are God's son for sure. Now, we've read verses 33 in Matthew, the 14th chapter. That's verses 22 through 33. Now, we know this is a really familiar passage of scripture, and we talk about it a lot. And most of the time, when we talk about this passage of scripture, we talk about Peter's faith. We talk about Peter keeping his eye on God, and we talk about, you know, what caused Peter to sink, and, you know, all of those things are very important. But the one thing that we don't always talk about is the disciples who were sitting in the boat watching. We don't always talk about how Peter had the faith to move when nobody else did. So that's what we're going to talk about on today. One of the things that we point out in Scripture, of course, is that first and foremost, here we are seeing the disciples at yet another storm. In the book of Matthew, this is the second storm. And in the first storm, you know, Jesus was in the boat with them. And they were afraid. They woke him up and he said, "Peace be still." And then the Bible says that the winds and the waves obeyed him. Now, here it is. You've already been in a storm with the Lord. But here you are out there on a boat, a bunch of disciples. And Jesus's presence was not apparent. That's one of the first things that very often happens with us is when we're going through something. Even if we've gone through something similar before, we don't always realize that God is present with us while we're going through. His presence wasn't very apparent to them. But what they didn't realize is that although they couldn't see Jesus, Jesus could see them. Praise God. That's one of the things that we have to think about most often is that, okay, Lord, I don't know what you're doing in this situation that I'm dealing with, but I know that you've got this in control. I know that you see me. I know that you're aware of my situation. I know that you know what I'm going through, and I know that you love me enough to allow me to go through this storm. So we have to think first and foremost that Jesus allowed this storm to come. We have to remember first and foremost that whatever it is that we're dealing with, whatever it is that we're going through, God obviously allowed it. Now, somebody's thinking, now, why would God allow me to have to deal with some of the stuff that I'm dealing with? Why would he allow me to go through so much? And the answer is very simple, because God is more concerned about our spiritual growth than he is our personal comfort. I'm going to say that again. God is more concerned about our spiritual growth than he is our personal comfort. So you may not have some of the things that you want right now. You may be dealing with something that's causing you a little bit of extra work. And like the disciples, you may have become a little bit nervous. But since you've seen God move before, remember, all of these things that are happening, all the things that you may be dealing with, whatever you may be going through, remember that God has allowed these things to happen so you can grow. He's still right there with you. It might not be apparent right now with what you're dealing with, but he's right there with you. He sees all and he knows all, and he allowed this thing to happen because he wants you to grow. It's very simple. Now let's stop and think for a moment. When it first happened, Jesus wasn't apparent to them right away. So what am I saying? He allowed them to go through it for a while. The Bible says that it was at night when they were dealing with this storm, and Jesus came up about 4 a.m. So now think about it. Obviously, there was a set time for all of this to happen, but God showed up in his time. He didn't show up when it first happened, but he came when he needed to come. And that's something else that we often have to remember. And we forget about as saints is that God will take care of this in his time. It's not about my time. It's not when I think. It's not what my deadline is. Because I may be saying, Lord, now you know the rent is due on the 1st. I need you to at least show up by the 31st. And that may not be what he does in your situation. In your situation, he might let you get to the 2nd or 3rd. Maybe you have a pride issue. But see, you have to seek God and see exactly what it is that he wants you to get out of this thing. And then he'll show up and take care of the rest of it. Or maybe he wants you to get out of your ego and get out of yourself and do something different. Do a different job. Do a job that you thought you weren't going to do. But either way, God shows up in his timing. But we have to realize it's all about our growth. It's all about what God wants to get out of this thing in us. It's all about where he wants us to be. And then, of course, the one thing that we always realize is that as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, like Peter, when he started to sink, it was because he started looking at the situation. And the scripture says that Peter had lost faith because instantly when something started happening, what did he do? He began to sink. He began to look at the situation and he began to sink. So saints, we don't want to sink. But if you pay attention to the 31st verse, according to the Message Bible, Jesus said, "Faint heart, what got into you?" And that's what some of us need to ask ourselves today. What's gotten into me? I've already seen God move. I've seen him feed thousands. I've seen him calm storms before. What's gotten into me? What's got me taking my eyes off of God? Is it a person? Is it a storm? Is it some financial difficulty? We have to stop and ask ourselves, okay, now, what has got me off track? But again, today, we're not going to focus on the norms of these scriptures. Like I said, we always talk about those norms. Those things are greatly important. But I want to talk today to the people who are water walkers. I want to talk today to the people who need to start moving away from the boat people. Now, you're not able to call in today. But what I do want you to do is go to my website. Go to CampbellMinistries.org or go to CampbellMinistries.com because I still want you to give me some feedback. You can give me some feedback on my blog, but I definitely want to hear from you about your opinion of moving away from boat people. I want to know what got into you and caused you to be faint at heart from moving into some of the things that God called you to do. I want to know how you got back on track. What took your eyes off of Jesus? Because see, the deal is, oftentimes when we give our testimonies and when we testify of the goodness of Jesus, when we talk about how God delivered us, it's a blessing to other people. So that means it may be somebody else who's looking at my blog as well and wanting some other opinions and not just mine. They might want to hear from some other people who had some situations and God delivered them. They may just need to hear more than one testimony. So I want you to go to my blog. Again, go to CampbellMinistries.org or CampbellMinistries.com and click on the tab that says blog. On this same website, you can also go back to some of the archive shows if there's a show that you missed. But for today, I really want to hear from you. I want to hear from the people who have moved away from boat people. And today I'm talking specifically to the people who need to move away from some boat people. Now, who are the water walkers? Who are the people who take God at his word like Peter did? Now, first, remember, he asked God. I ain't say just jump up and do anything now. Don't misunderstand me. But the water walkers are the people who take God at his word. The water walkers are the people who are not worried about what everybody else who's sitting in the boat thinks about what I'm doing. The water walkers are people who move when God says to move. The water walkers are people who may be considered radical because you don't mind busting a move. Everybody might say you radical like they did Peter. But you did something that nobody else can do if you're radical. You did something that obviously was unexpected if you're considered radical. You move by faith if you're considered radical. Now, again, I didn't say anything about moving in your own power. But Peter consulted God and made a move. It's that simple. The water walkers are rarely mad at the boat people. But have you noticed that the boat people are normally aggravated and annoyed by the people who are water walkers? They're mad at us. The boat people are always looking at the folks who are doing something and having something to say. Oh, I don't know what they're doing that for. Oh, well, you know how old Peter is. It's real easy to criticize somebody when you're sitting in the boat doing nothing, isn't it? See, the boat people are the people who do hear God. They're hearing God, but they're not moving. The boat people are the people who just go with the crowd and do what everybody else is doing. The boat people are the people who get comfortable and feel that they should just stay in the boat for safety. And there may be safety there at certain times, but you're sitting in the same spot and you're stagnant and you're watching what's going on around you instead of making something happen around you. Because see, the fact of the matter is, if the boat is going down and you won't get out of the boat, you may be in danger. You may go down with the boat. Believe me, all boats don't float. Do you want to go down with the boat because you were afraid to make a move? You see Jesus. You know God is there. But you stay right there in the boat because that's what the majority is doing. Those are the boat people. The boat people are the ones who are just so afraid of failing that they just do nothing. These are the boat people. I don't know if many of you know. It's something that I believe I may have talked about before, but the story of Sam Walton, who is the guy who started Walmart. Now, everybody's familiar with Wally World, but do you know this man failed at other businesses before he made an attempt to have a Walmart? Do you know that he tried several other things and they didn't work out? But he didn't give up and he didn't stop. And that's how we have to be. Okay, something else that you may have tried didn't work well. Okay, your first marriage may have failed. Okay, your first job may not have gone well. Whatever the case. But that does not mean you just stay in the boat going forward and don't do anything else. Because being in the boat is seasonal. You can't always stay in the boat. You have to move when God says move. So you have to know that it takes faith to get out of the boat. A scripture that we quote on a regular basis is faith without works is dead, being alone. So you're believing God for a business. You can't just sit back and hope one comes to you. You got to do some research. You got to investigate some things. You got to talk to some people. You got to go and get some demographics and see if the business that you're thinking of is even necessary in your area. You got to go and look at some buildings, price some buildings, find out how much it'll cost you to rent versus how much it'll cost you to buy the building. Find out if that's a good location. Location is very important when you're starting a business. Some people will tell you location is everything. If you ask some business people, what's important about where you put your business, location, location, location is what they'll tell you. You have to know when to move. Understand that this boat season is a stage. It's a season. It's a phase. And right now it is a safe place. If somebody were drowning there, I'd say, yeah, they need to climb into the boat. But you have to know that you can't stay there. See, boats are used for transportation. So if the boat is sitting still and it's not in its purpose and it's not doing anything, it's not where it's supposed to go. It's just kind of sitting out in the middle of the lake or sitting in the middle of the sea, not doing anything because of the storm that just occurred. Then you're stuck too. You have to understand God's timing. You have to pay attention to God's timing. Maybe back then in your spiritual walk, you were supposed to just sit down and be fed. You were a babe in the word. You were growing. You were on milk. But now that you've moved to meat, God is saying, get up, get going. You got to come with me. I have some work for you to do. You can't just sit there forever, still on milk. Because adults can't just live on milk. That's for babies. Now it's time for you to move to meat. Get some activity in your limbs. Get some strength in your legs. Get up and do something. Your season in the boat is over. God is saying, get up, get moving. And know that if you're in a small boat in the middle of the sea and it's going down, you don't need to consult everybody else in the boat going down with you. You don't need to consult everybody else just sitting there spinning in circles with you. It's doing you more harm than good. You need to consult the Lord. Peter asked Jesus. He didn't turn around and ask his peers. Now, what y'all think? You think I should go? That's how some of us do. I'm going to call and get some opinions and see if they think I'm hearing God. Y'all better come on here. The folks in the boat with you may not be asking God for the same thing you asking for. You got one person that may be praying, Lord, let the waves stop. Somebody else praying, Lord, let the wind stop. Somebody else sitting there thinking, I'm hungry. We've been out here all night. Somebody else just praying for safety. I got to get out of here. Lord, got to get me out of here. Peter, on the other hand, is looking to God and saying, wait a minute, Lord. You can walk on water? Lord, can I come too? See, I'm not trying to be like everybody else. I'm not trying to do the traditional thing. I'm not trying to just stay in the boat. Like I said, they may be focusing on all kinds of other things. Their focus may not be what my focus is. Their walk may not be my walk. Their calling may not be my calling. Everybody at the church is not called to do the same thing. So you can't always look around to see what Sister Susie Q is doing. Sister Susie Q may be called to pray. Little Debbie may be called to intercede. You, on the other hand, may be called to lay hands on some folks so they can get delivered. You have to know what it is that God is calling you to do. You have to know to move when Jesus says move. See, God may be calling you to get out of the boat and do something different on your job. He may be calling you to get out of the boat and do something different in your family. If everybody was just the same, then he wouldn't need all of you. We all have different gifts and different callings. And so because of that, when you consult the Lord and he says move, it's time to go. You have got to be in purpose. You can't just stay there with the boat spinning. You can't just stay there. There are some things that you may be exposed to by just sitting in the boat. And sometimes God wants to know if you're just going to be faithful to do what he says do. Do you want to become a product of your environment and be like everybody else that's sitting in the boat looking, scared, wondering, hoping? I don't want to be a product of my environment. If God says move, I'm trying to get somewhere. I can't be hanging out with those folks who don't want to do anything else. So therefore, that leads me to this next point. You cannot just hang out with any and everybody. Things like this and dealing with boat people versus water walkers. This is why you have to watch who you hang out with. Because everybody that you hang out with may not be trying to get somewhere. They may not be trying to do something. They may just be trying to make it every day. Like I said, you don't know what's going on at their homes. You don't know what their goals and aspirations are. But we have to learn to stop hanging out with unproductive people. Why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Because it had the ability to produce and it wasn't doing it. I'm not trying to hang out with fig trees. I have bigger and better things that I'm called to do. You have bigger and better things that you are called to do. I can't hang out with unproductive people. You don't want anything. You ain't thinking about anything. You ain't trying to be or do anything. That's something that we have to tell our children, even when they're in school. This doesn't just start in adulthood. If you haven't learned it by high school, you may be in trouble. And certainly when you get ready to go to college, you can't just hang out with the people that are going to all the parties and not doing work. You may be on a scholarship. You need your A's and B's. You can't hang out with everybody. You can't hang out with those folks whose parents just paid for their college education and they still don't know what they want to be in life. Not when you're trying to get somewhere. Not when you're trying to do something. Not when you're on a mission. You're not called to do what they're called to do. And no, it's not because you're jealous because their parents can pay for their education. But their perspectives are different. You have a different level of appreciation when you've had to work for something and when you've had to be diligent about a thing. Think about it. So therefore, you can't hang with unproductive people, whether that's at work or church, whether that's in your family. Because y'all know some of us got some family members who don't want to do anything. All they want to do is go to work and come home, go to work and come home. And they think that that's living. And God bless the boat people, but I'm not one of them. I can't be one of them because I am aware that he has something bigger and better for me. See, once you see God and he shows you a thing, you got to make a move. You got to work toward that. So what am I saying? If you're a person who's trying to be productive, your best friends should not be those who are doing nothing. Check your friends. Check out those people that are in the boat. Check how they respond to you when you get ready to get out of the boat. Oh no, you better be careful. I don't know about that marriage thing. I think I'm going to just stay single. I don't know if you should do that. So if you want to stay single, that's fine. Why do I need to stay single with you? That is not what God called me to do. Watch out for those boat people. I don't know if you want to be applying for all those jobs. I'm content right here. I make decent money. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And you will continue to just be okay. I'm not a boat person. I can't just hang out with you in the boat because you feel like you're okay. No, I'm trying to be productive. Every day that I come to work, I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to see about new projects. I'm trying to see about where the company is going and what the company is getting ready to do. That's a person who's a water walker. The boat people, oh, they just punch in and punch out. No, I don't want that supervisor position. That's too much responsibility. That's fine. You a boat person. Me, I want the supervisor and the manager and everything beyond that. Because I see where I can utilize those avenues to make moves, not just for myself, but for other people. So if you want to stay in the boat, you stay right there. Just don't bother me when I get ready to get out. That's how that works. Watch those people who are just sitting in the boat. Watch those people who tell you you shouldn't get out of the boat. Because Peter knew that Jesus said he can get out of the boat. Peter knew that Jesus said, come on. So he didn't have to worry about what the boat people thought. And ask me, do I worry about them? Nope. And you shouldn't either. You can't worry about those folks. You can't worry about what they're thinking. You can't worry about what they're thinking about you. Now, if one of them had said, hey, Peter, wait for me, then I'm sure he would have said, all right, man, come on. Instead, you got people sitting there watching you like, y'all know how Peter is. We know how Peter is. He was radical. He was making moves. He was doing things. He was building foundations. He was setting a precedence. And not that the other disciples weren't doing anything, but they weren't doing the things that he was doing. Obviously, he was called to get out of the boat. Obviously, he was called to make a move. Obviously, he was called to do something different. Think about it. Know what you're called to do. Like I said, if God said move, you better move. Because I want to be fruitful. I want to grow. I want to make moves. And sometimes it's hard. to be around people who don't want anything. Sometimes it's hard to even deal with them or have a conversation with them because they're always negative and they're always talking about what everybody else is doing. They're always talking about, well, so-and-so did this and such did that. But have you noticed they're not doing anything, but they're talking about everybody else? Have you noticed that they don't want anything and they're content with their little basic 9-to-5 and that's all they want in life? So they're mad at everybody else. It's hard to be around that when you're a water walker. So I understand why you get agitated and aggravated when nobody else is moving. It almost gets on your nerves. But you have to learn not to be mad at them too, because that's just where they are. You have to learn not to focus on them, good, bad, or indifferent. But keep your focus on Jesus, because you're trying to get somewhere. You're trying to make moves. Keep your focus where it's supposed to be. Because see, water walkers are people who can't rest until you see a move of God. Water walkers are the people who just can't handle just coming to church and leaving back out the same way. Water walkers are the people who just can't go to work and punch in and punch out every day and go home. Boat people come to church and don't expect anything. Just come in, praise God, bless the Lord, shake everybody's hand and go back home. Same way they came. Came in depressed, leave out depressed. Came in sick, leave out sick. Came in confused, leave out confused. And you're just fine with that. But the people who are walking on water, the people who have moved away from the boat people, are the people who come in every service expecting a miracle. And I didn't say just on Sundays. They come in every service. They come in prayer meeting looking for a move of God. They come to Bible study looking for a move of God. Lord, don't let it be a conference or a revival that week. They're going to tear the church up because they're looking for a move of God. They're looking for God to do something. They're expecting God to do something. The boat people are people who go and visit the sick and shut in and be like, well, all right, we're just going to say a word of prayer and leave right back out. The people who've moved away from the boat people, the people who are walking on water, are the people that go and visit the sick and shut in and be like, the word of God says you can get up. The word of God says you are healed. The word of God says you are delivered. There's a totally different mentality. And you expect, when you're a water walker, you expect to see them get up. You expect them to be back at church or back at work next week because you prayed and you know God is going to do something. You expect it. You have a spirit of expectancy at all times. The boat people are just going to say, well, you know, just take your medicine and hopefully you'll get well. And we're not knocking them because that may be true. But the people who are water walkers are saying, yeah, you take your medicine, but you stay in this word. Yeah, you take your medicine, but you declare and you decree what the word of God says. Yeah, you take your medicine, but I want you to be quoting Isaiah, where the Bible says that by Jesus' stripes, you are already healed. Make that your confession. See, you're trying to do something with that word. You ain't just looking at it and reading it as words in a book. But when you're a water walker, the word of God is life. And it's light to you. It makes you move. You have an expectation. You got to get up. You got to do something. The people who are boat people, very often, when things happen, they be like, oh, Lord, I just don't know what we going to do. Sitting there shaking their head. I just don't know how we going to make it. But the people who are water walkers are people who are saying God will deliver. Yeah, we're dealing with something right now, but God is going to make a move. I trust God. I've seen God do it before. God delivered me from a storm before. I went through something else financially and God dealt with it. And he took care of me. He provided for me. He gave me everything I need. I know God is going to show up on time. People who are boat people are the people who are saying, yeah, we'll see. I hope we make it out of this one. Think about it. People who are water walkers are constantly expecting a move of God, constantly expecting something to happen. They don't even know how to just sit still and do nothing. They can't even sleep at night for thinking about things that God wants to do. They have to get up and write stuff down and be like, oh, God gave me this idea in a dream. I need to get up and write this down. He gave me an idea for a business. God told me to go over here to do this, to this building, and look at this building. God told me to go over here and talk to this person or that person because this person is going to be influential in me starting my business. Now, people who are boat people, on the other hand, may have a dream. They're going to sleep it through and say, yeah, I thought about a business. I'm going to just see what the Lord is saying. Very different mentalities. Very different mentalities. We have to be able to grasp that there is a time and a season to be in the boat. And there is a time and a season to look up and see God in our situations. And when he says move, be ready to move. We have to be paying attention to when God is moving. Because remember, Jesus was walking on the water. God was moving. You've just come out of a storm and you see God moving. And you're too busy being afraid, so you just sit. You've been through other storms before. Why are you just sitting? God is moving. God is speaking. God is doing something. We serve a moving, speaking God. When the Lord formed the world, he spoke. We serve a living, breathing God who got up on that third day morning with all power in heaven and earth given to him. And remember, Jesus told them that greater works than those things that they saw him doing would they be able to do. We have to remember that. Because we are followers of Christ, because we serve a speaking, moving God, we too can speak and move. We can declare and decree a thing, and it is so. You can have faith, but you have got to apply some works with it. There are some things that you're going to have to do. And most often it starts with you getting up from your current situation. The boat was good for a time. I understand that. But you have to have enough faith to look and see God moving on the water. And say, okay, Lord, what do I need to be doing right here, right here at this season in my life? Lord, can I move? Lord, can I come? Lord, can I get out of this boat? I've been in this boat all night long, going through this storm. I've been in this boat for a long time. And there's some other folks in the boat with me, but Lord, I want to know what you want me to be doing. I need to hear you for myself. I need to move for myself. I need to get it, hear you, and get going for myself. Because Peter had a huge ministry ahead of him. Peter had work to do. Yes, he was radical, but sometimes you have to be. You can't just be like everybody else and be okay with it. You can't just sit like everybody else and just be okay with it. It's not just the constant coming and going, and that's just okay. There comes a time when you have to get off of the milk and get on the meat. Because, see, there is a nourishment that's in meat that's not in milk. There are some actions that come along with eating meat that you don't have to utilize when you're on milk. There comes a time when you have to just move when God says move and let him take care of the rest. There comes a time when you have to get up out of that boat. There comes a time when you have to do something different, dare to be different. There comes a time when you go to your job and you need to be searching for trainings and you need to be searching for growth opportunities and you need to be searching for projects and you need to be searching for people to network with and you need to be searching for people to connect with who've already done some of the things that you're doing and look at some of their paths and see if there's something in that that God wants you to learn from. There comes a time when you're at the church and you've been sitting on the pew for a little while because you were a babe, that you need to go to your pastor or go to some people in other helps ministries and say, hey, how can I help? The Lord told me that I need to be of help to this ministry. He laid this and that on my heart. How can I apply these skills that I have to what's going on here in this ministry? Pastor, you shared your vision with me. Now, how can I apply what God has given me? Because I'm ready to make a move. Because I'm ready to get up out of this boat. Because I'm ready to see this ministry go forth. Praise God. You can't do that when you just warm in the pew and you coming in late and you leaving out early. You can't do that. You have got to make a move. You have got to see what God is saying, what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to be doing it. But you can't do that if you're afraid and you're just sitting in the boat, thinking that you're looking at a ghost, thinking that you're looking at a dead thing. You are looking at a living, breathing God who is showing you the way. Ask him, Lord, what is it that I need to be doing? I have got to get out of this boat. Seek him so that he can show you what it is that you need to be doing to get out of the boat. He has a plan for you. He has a great plan for you, but you can't be afraid to get out of the boat. There's no way that you can be successful if you're afraid to get out of the boat. You have got to make a move. You have got to hear God. You've got to see God in every situation. You've got to seek him in every situation. Because remember, like the disciples, while they were going through this storm, they couldn't see him. His presence was not apparent to them at the time of the storm. You have to look for God in every situation and see what it is that God is saying. And see how it is that God wants you to move or react or to do a thing. That's for you to do. Nobody else can tell you that. You don't need to check with any of those other folks in the boat with you. You need to check with God. When you're a person who is willing to walk on water, you just know that God has something better for you. You getting up early every day. You praying and meditating every day. You're confessing the word of God every day. You're asking questions and communicating with God and then waiting on him to answer you every single day. It's not just you telling God what you want. He's not Santa Claus. You get up in the morning already dressed, whether you have a job or not. You getting up, putting your shoes on. You getting up ready to be somewhere. You're getting up and you're ready to be where God is currently operating. Now, notice I said currently operating, because again, it was a time and a season to be in the boat. God may have been currently operating in your ministry by being out on the corner, just ministering to people passing by. But what he may be saying now is to do something else. Y'all need to hold a conference. Y'all need to hold a revival. You need to know what it is that God is saying. Back in the day when people were getting saved, they would come down to the morning bench and be praying and praying and praying and waiting to hear God. Back when people were trying to receive the Holy Ghost, back in the day, they would just be praying and looking around, waiting on something to happen. Instead of realizing, I need to make a move. I need to do something. I can't just sit here talking about I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you to move. He's waiting on you to speak. He's waiting on you to do something. He's waiting on you to trust him and act in faith. You can't just lay in the bed every morning and hope for something to happen. You need to be where he's currently operating, where he's currently speaking, where God is currently moving, where God is currently doing something. You do not have time to consult those boat people if you're going with God. Now, if you want to just stay there and wallow in your pity party, then that's fine. You stay right on over there in the boat. I'm not going to stay with you. You can't convince me to stay with you. There's nothing going on with you wallowing over in your pity, over in your depression. Now, when you're ready to start confessing the word and making a move, we can talk. Will I pray for you and hope that you hurry up and get up out of that boat? Yes, I do. But am I going to wallow with you? No. We don't both need to be pitiful. I need to be speaking and confessing the word to you and over you so you get out of the boat too. I will not be consulting with you if you're not making moves. See, we have to be careful who we surround ourselves by. We have to pay close attention to the people who are around us. Not to the point where we're trying to do what they're doing, but to the point where if they're not doing anything, if they're not moving, I can't hang out with you. It's just a fact. When you're a person who's ready to get away from the boat people, you're moving towards your destiny. And that's what's most important, to be in purpose, on purpose. God has shown you your purpose. God has shown you what he has for you. God has shown you that he has something better for you. You have to be working towards your destiny. You can't be busy looking back, talking about the last storm. You can't be busy looking back, talking about what everybody else is doing. You can't be busy looking back, talking about what you don't have and what you wish you had. And well, you know, I just don't have any support. And it all may be true. But does that mean you're just going to sit there and hope for it? No, when you get moving and when other people see that you're serious about starting your business and when other people see that you're applying some actions, you'll be connected to the right people. But you can't just stay home and wallow in your pity. You can't just stay home and wallow in depression. You can't just stay home talking about how broke you are. You can't just stay home and talk about how sick you are. I'm just so sick. That's not how this works. Faith requires work. It is dead being alone. Faith requires you to do something. Peter had to get up and do something and not just sit there with the rest of the scared people. Not just sit there with the rest of the confused people. Not just sitting there with all the other broke people. Talking about how broke we all are, just sitting out on the block. All we know is we broke. Lord help us. And that's just it. The devil is a lie. I refuse. And you need to refuse. You need to make up in your mind, I am not going to sit out here and wallow in my problems. I'm not going to let these other folks around me who are wallowing distract me from where it is that God has called me to be and what it is he's caused me to do. I have a destiny. God has plans for me to prosper me. God wants me to do well. God wants me to grow. God wants me to be successful. He's already planned this for me. But I have got to get on board with what it is that he has planned for me. I have got to get on board with what it is that he wants to do in me and through me and for me. And how do I do that? By daring to be different. Daring to get out of the boat. Daring to bust a move. Think about it. The people who do well in their singing careers are usually people that have a different sound, a different look, some different lyrics. The people who do well even in their ministry are those people that come with something different. People are tired of getting beat up on, even with the word. We need hope and encouragement. We don't need all preachers saying, well, everybody going to hell. Okay, no, tell me how not to go to hell. Don't just talk about how if I keep doing this and that, I'm going to hell. Even we as preachers have to learn that. People need a message of hope and encouragement, but also empowerment. Empower me to do something different. Empower me to get up. Tell me how you got up. Don't sit back telling me, oh, no, I never sinned. I came here like this. Because that's a lie. Help me to get out of the boat like you got out of the boat. Tell me what it is I need to do. And it first starts with doing like Peter. Looking to see where God is in this situation. Talking to God. And moving when he says move. Because that's all you need. Once God says make a move, you don't need anything else. He's got the rest covered. The only thing Peter was required to do at that point is to keep his eye on God. You don't have time to consult with anybody else, and especially not the boat people. Move towards your destiny. Get away from tradition and how mama and them did it, how grandmama and them did it. We cannot be stuck on tradition. I tell a story when I do women's conferences very often about a young lady who was in the kitchen making dinner with her mother. And her mother told her, put that ham over here in this pan, cut the end of it off. And the little girl asked, why? Why do I need to cut the end off? And the mother said, I don't know. Call and ask your grandma. Call her grandma. Grandma, why do we cut off the end of the ham? And the grandma said, I don't know. That's the way my mama did it. Call your big mama and see what she say. And you call big mama. Big mama, why we cut off the end of the ham? And the big mama says, oh, girl, I cut off the end of my ham because my pan was too short. And all this time, nobody knows why we're doing the same old thing over and over again and missing out on the best parts. Because we're so stuck on tradition. Get out of that boat with tradition. Get out of that boat with going with the crowd and the naysayers and the people who are scared and looking. Get out of that boat with the people who are focusing on what they think is a dead thing and not even recognizing God in your situation. Get out of your boat. And it doesn't matter if anybody else has ever done it before. God said you were ready. God said you can. God said you need to have a spirit of expectation. God says, go ahead and start your planning for your business. And when God speaks, that's all that matters. There's no need to look back at the people in the boat. You just keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today. This has been Eve's Corner. If you want to check out any of our archive shows, and I definitely want you to go on our blog, go to www.campbellministries.org or campbellministries.com. Also, if you'd like to donate to Eve's Corner, you may donate by writing to P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi 39236. And if you're in the Jackson, Mississippi area, please do stop by the Wordful Gospel Church. Our pastor is Dr. J.B. Williams. Our assistant pastor is Elder Fred Stewart. We're located at 3023 Percy V. Simpson Drive, again in Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you so much for joining Eve's Corner. This is Prophetess Campbell. Until next time, be blessed.